In this episode, you'll discover the not-so-obvious intro format that tripled a listener's growth in 90 days. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Ty Gaucher.
And in this episode, you will discover why 80% of your energy should be spent on your intros.
Three common mistakes you're probably making in the first 30 seconds of your podcast that's pushing away your most valuable listeners.
And a proven intro formula that tripled one of our clients' growth in 90 days. And of course, how you can do the exact same. Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster.
Imagine, due to some family circumstances, you've just come into a big inheritance and you've now just got $100,000 cash kind of sitting there and you've already got a house. It's kind of just money to spend. And you decide, okay, I really want to learn more about how I can be a better parent. I've got two teens and I'd like to take this opportunity to actually get coaching on my parenting. I want to find content about parenting. I want to find the people out on the internet with the big YouTube channels, the big podcasts
that
are just amazing parents and are sharing what they know. I really want to learn more about it. I just really want to be the best parent I can be. And now I actually have some money I can invest into this, which is such a privilege. So I like podcasts. I can listen to them while I'm at the gym, when I'm walking the dog, when I'm picking the kids up from school. So you go to Apple Podcasts and you type in parenting teens and you hit search and just see what comes up. And you come across the perfect podcast for you.
Tell me more.
Out of all 10 on the page, this one jumps out at you. It has a beautiful cover, a riveting show name.
Ooh.
Irresistible episode titles.
This is my show.
It's got a few 5-star reviews as well, just for good measure. So you check it out. And you hit play on an episode that looks right up your street. But what?
Go on, listen to it. Give me money, please.
The show starts with an ad. So you're like, should I check out a different one? I don't know. But your mind kind of tunes out a bit, but it's like, it's fine. Some podcasts have ads, whatever. The ad stops, you know, you're a minute in, and then it starts with someone saying, welcome to the show. And today we have this guest. They have three dogs. They love writing. They're a public speaker and they have a book about parenting. And in their spare time, they have two teen boys. And you're thinking, okay, yeah. Then you think, okay, let me give it a chance. Oh, should I listen to something different? Oh, I don't know. Oh, I'll give it a chance. This cover art was nice. And then the first question they say is, so tell us a bit about yourself to the guest. The guest starts talking about what they like and their teens, but you don't know who this guest is. You don't really care that much. And at this point, this amazing podcast, this amazing episode title, it all just seems like good selling of a poor product, because so far you've invested 5 minutes into the show, but all you've had is a lousy ad, a vague introduction to the show, self-centered conversation, small talk, and you've learned nothing. And it's 5 minutes of your life that you'll never get back.
And you're still confused as to why the hell should I listen to the next 30 to 60 minutes of this show?
So at this point you say, okay, enough is enough. Look, there's other podcasts out there. And you think, you know what? No, I'm going to go YouTube instead. So you go to YouTube, you find a parenting channel and you binge their content and you listen to them all night long and you listen to them when you're making breakfast the next day. And you like them so much that you end up paying them $6,000 for some parenting coaching.
Now, here's the thing. That YouTube channel, their content was just as good as yours. It's basically the same. The meat of the content that you had was incredible. The meat being the actual main part past the boring introduction. That's what screws up so many podcasters. You have incredible content. That's never been in question. Your content is generally good. You're having deep, meaningful conversations. However, so many podcasts screw up an opportunity to invite the perfect listener into their world and to keep them listening because they screw up the first part of the intro. But it gets deeper.
Okay.
Because think about all the time and energy spent into promoting your podcast, getting maybe spending thousands of dollars each month for an actual producer to help you produce the show. Maybe you're constantly investing into promoting the podcast on social media. And you've been doing this for years. And that same perfect listener discovers you from one of these ads somehow or one of these social media promotions somehow. And they magically find your show. They're excited. You've gone through that effort. They find your show. They look at your title. They look at your cover art. They're all engaged. They click play. For you and for most podcasters to screw this up completely because the intro never hooked them in. Because the intro was too guest focused. Started with too many calls to action. gave a way too long intro without getting into the good stuff straight away, even though the actual content was incredible.
Ultimately, the intro wasn't focused on giving new listeners, total strangers, people who don't have any buy-in or any, you know, they don't owe the host anything. It was way too focused on the host and not the listener. It wasn't listener focused. It was actually more self-serving. And therefore, that podcaster lost someone who would have given them lots of money and who really needed their help.
Now, this happens because most podcasters that we find after auditing hundreds of shows, over 300 at this point, is really this. Most podcasters don't really have a proven structure that grabs a listener's attention and convinces them, forces them to sit down and listen intently to actually get to the good stuff. They either copy other people or they don't put that much effort in. But the point is, it's not a proven structure. And without this proven structure, you might have the best content on planet Earth, it won't get listened. And if the best content on planet Earth doesn't get listened, you'll always find yourself struggling to grow your show consistently because people aren't consuming your actual content. So Tariq, how the hell do we fix this? What is, because again, we do have our secret sauce. We have a perfect structure that we use for our clients.
Yep.
And the structure is so good that one of our clients called Jane, she was podcasting for several years, doing all the right things like we've mentioned, but her show wasn't growing. And she was like, well, why is this happening? We did an audit and we found out that 50%, the majority of her listeners, 50% of listeners click play. And when they click play after 90 seconds, they all left. So her attention time, how much of her content people consumed, was so low. And it wasn't until we fixed her retention time with this proven structure we're about to share with you that her retention time doubled, go from 40% to 80%, and her show's growth tripled in 90 days.
Not only did the growth of her show triple, it also meant that every minute she was spending on the podcast, she's now getting twice the return because twice the amount of people are actually hearing the amazing content that she created.
So what is this perfect structure, Tariq?
If you want to know what it is, just hit rewind on this episode and just listen to the first minute. What did you hear? Well, firstly, we hit you with what we call a teaser, which is where we just gave you a quick one-liner reinforcing the episode title, basically reinforcing what you're going to learn about this episode specifically. Now, why not just go straight in with the music? Why not just go straight in with our repeated intro?
Why not go straight in with a clip from the show?
Well, we could do a clip from the show, but to be honest, it's harder to get right. It just takes way more effort, time, and resources, whether it's us doing it or a producer. And it's harder to make it engaging. It's just harder. It doesn't really work how most people think it works. We've got episodes where we talk about this in way more detail, but why would you do that when you can just reinforce what people came for and have the same effect?
We tend to find it's much simpler to have a strong hook, which calls out your audience, grabs them by the jugular, and gets them to pay attention by simply stating exactly what they're going to discover in an intriguing way. So an example for us, what we said at the start was, in this episode, you will discover the not-so-obvious intro format that tripled a client's listenership in 90 days. That hooks you from the start, and one, it also confirms you're in the right place, because if you click this title and it grabbed you, we want to let you know, hey, by the way, this is going to give you more than what you want.
Remember, any moment when people are on any piece of technology, i.e. their phone, for example, there's way more reasons to leave what they're doing than there is to stay. There's way more reasons to come off your podcast than there is to stay on, right? Because there's like 100 other podcasts they could listen to and about 1,000 other apps or platforms or things they could do. They could just listen to music instead.
Right?
So think about this. Gravity isn't pulling people into your episode. It's pulling people away. And you need to give people a really strong reason to reverse that and pull people deeper into the show. And so the way to start that is by reconfirming what people came for and stating the benefits of that episode in particular, which is always going to be stronger than just if you're stating the benefits of the show as a whole, which is why we start with that rather than the repeated intro. But after that, then we get to the repeated intro. So the part that comes on every episode that introduces the show broadly rather than a specific episode, you know, normally this comes with music. Normally you might introduce yourself. I mean, again, just listen to us.
And welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. The show for... Yeah. State exactly who the show is for.
Yeah, and this is a way more important component. In fact, I was saying all the unimportant stuff, like it has music. But actually, the most important thing is within this is to say who the show is for and what it helps them do. Right? Again, let people know they're in the right place.
So here's an example of what that might sound like. Cue the music.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
So now that you actually hear that, instead of heard the hook, they're like, holy crap, this episode is for me. And then they hear the repeated intro, and the whole point of the repeated intro is to call out the audience and let them know what your podcast as a whole does. So now you're selling them on both the episode itself by letting them know, hey, by the way, if this is you, this entire podcast is for you. And now they're really hooked.
It's like, whoa, where has this podcast been all my life?
Where has it been?
That's the feeling we want to evoke. But we're not going to stop there. You'd think that would be enough to get a listener to give you 30 minutes of their time. For a lot of the time, it will be. But we want to absolutely overcompensate for the intro because, again,
it's such an important part. So once you do that, you then finish off with the final three benefits. Tell listeners what they're going to gain and what they're going to miss out on if they don't listen to the entire show. The important part here is these three benefits need to feel highly relevant and need to drive massive curiosity. The goal here is to really show the listener again what they're going to miss out on playing on FOMO. So for us, we mentioned, hey, look, why 80% of your energy should be spent on intros? That opens a loop. You're like, well, why should I spend 80% of my energy on intros?
Three common mistakes you're probably making in the first 30 seconds of your podcast that's pushing away your most valuable listeners. And now, of course, if you don't hear this out and listen to the episode to find out what these are, you kind of know that, oh, I might be pushing away valuable listeners. So, of course, we're incentivizing you to stick around and find out.
And then finally, a proven formula that grew a client's show, tripled the client's listenership in as little as 90 days. So you're thinking, what the hell is this proven formula and structure that somehow triple the client's listenership? I want that.
Exactly. And you're going to get it, right? It's just stick around.
Again, we're being benefit driven. We're making it hyper relevant to you. And we're adding a bunch of curiosity, opening these loops that you have to close by listening to the entirety of the show. Hence why you're listening to the podcast right now.
Exactly. And you know, for any of our target listener that heard all of those parts of the intro, like, there's literally no reason why they would click off, right? If their podcast isn't growing and they are the person we called out,
it wouldn't make any sense.
It wouldn't make any sense.
So look, your intros need to be a huge part that you put a lot more energy into. We've gave you a shortcut by giving you a proven formula we know has helped our clients grow their shows by increasing their retention time. Because they have more people listening to their show, they're able to build the likeness and trust. They don't lose out on monetization opportunities because their intro ruined an incredible overall podcast. They experience way faster growth because more people get into the meat of the episode and know completely as to why they should return for more. And that's exactly what we want for you.
Exactly.
So make these changes and grow your podcast way faster.
You got this.
And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.